Unit 88, the giant saguaro. The giant saguaro may well symbolize the desert, but it is more than a symbol, even more than a plant. To a host of creatures, birds, mammals, and insects, the stately saguaro is home. It is an apartment house, an air-conditioned one at that. A pair of Gila woodpeckers once constructed an apartment atop a 25-foot saguaro. These carvers cut a hole 2 inches in diameter into the cactus. They bored straight for about 3 inches, then turned sharply downward and dug a bored chamber about 9 inches deep and 4 inches wide. White pulp exuding sticky sap lined the hole. Over the next few months, the sap hardened to form a dry, tough callus all around the hole, making the hard walls and a floor for the apartment. In April, the birds came back to move into their apartment and get started on the important business of raising babies. On the hard, bare floor of the hole, the female laid 4 white eggs and sat on them in cool comfort. Within the plant, behind the tough lining, the living sap of the cactus flowed. This liquid kept the temperature inside the hole well below the hot midday temperature outside. All day, the cactus absorbed heat from the sun, but the interior of the hole remained cooler than the sweltering outdoors. At night, when the outside heat quickly escaped into the sky, the woodpeckers were snug in their house, heated now by the warm cactus sap. Unit 88, the giant saguaro. The giant saguaro may well symbolize the desert, but it is more than a symbol, even more than a plant. To a host of creatures, birds, mammals, and insects, the stately saguaro is home. It is an apartment house and an air-conditioned one at that. A pair of Gila woodpeckers once constructed an apartment atop a 25-foot saguaro. These carvers cut a hole 2 inches in diameter into the cactus. They bored straight for about 3 inches, then turned sharply downward and dug a chamber about 9 inches deep and 4 inches wide.